Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You see, there is no sense in pretending. Your eyes give you away. Something inside you is feeling like I do. You said all there is to say.
Mr. Petty bringing us back. Mr. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Baby, welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. 20th consecutive live Thanksgiving Day show we're having right now. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And Thanksgiving Day in America. Tamar Jacoby is our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, immigration expert extraordinaire, immigrationworksusa.org, right? Is that right, Tamar?
That's right.
And by the way, Tamar's joining us from Mexico City. Tamar, thanks for making time for us today. She's down there visiting. Tamar, you tell us about Immigration Works, and you've got some other stuff going on. Quickly.
Yeah, so Immigration Works is a federation of small business owners nationwide who care about immigration and want, most of them hire immigrants, and would rather have a better legal system so that they can be sure that they're hiring legal workers and they're not facing a choice, do I grow my business or do I break the law? And so we've organized small businesses across the country to make their voices heard in their communities and in Washington, arguing for better immigration law. And we're, you know, going to be active in the Trump administration trying to make sure that I'm hoping there are going to be some cooler heads in the White House to counter what I'm...
Which brings me to my first question. So President-elect Trump is going to call me. He and I are going to have a conference call today. He's asking me, you know, who I think his cabinet should be. So I've already recommended my buddy Hector Barreto become the Secretary of Commerce. And as you know, I've already gotten Senator Sessions to be the Attorney General. So you know, he hasn't even thanked me for that. And by the way, I know Jeff Sessions, and Jeff Sessions is a good man. He's one of the nicest human beings you'll ever want to know. But
you know, from the point of view of my issue, he doesn't like immigrants.
But he's going to ask me what you think and what advice you have for him when I talk to him today. So I'd like for you to go on the record with that now.
Okay, so my advice is let's talk about the things that you're upset about, sanctuary cities. Sure, we want better enforcement. We want to make sure we're enforcing immigration law in the cities. But let's not go so far. There's a difference between the cops in a city applying immigration law and arresting people, criminals who are immigrants,
right,
on one extreme. And on the other extreme, getting to a situation where people are afraid to go to the hospital or send their kids to school because the hospital is going to ask them their status, and if the hospital finds out, they're going to get arrested and deported.
Right.
So you don't want to go. The pendulum shouldn't go too far on local.
Haven't the mayors declaring their cities sanctuary cities gone too far too? Literally declaring that they're going to defy the federal government. That's going too far.
Yeah, but some of them, some of them say we're not going to have any enforcement of immigration law. Others only say the hospital's not going to ask you. And I don't think look, we have to do something about those 11 million people, but I don't think Trump's going to be in a hurry to do that. So in the meantime, the hospital should not be asking you. If you commit a crime and you're an illegal alien, you should get sent home. And the local people should be cooperating with the feds to make that happen. But until we solve the problem of these people, you can't ask them in the hospital what's your status. The answer is, We need to stop. Immigration is a big problem, and if Trump has the guts and the wherewithal to come up with an answer that's fair for the 11 million people already here, that'll be great. You know, he says he's going to break through some problems and solve things, but the problem for that, the solution for those people is not to try to send 11 million home, and it's not to try to send 3 million home.
Yeah.
It's to send maybe a couple of 100,000 homes who are actually criminal aliens.
Well, one thing I want to stick in here, and I'll let you finish before we wrap up our visit. People should not think that this was a Republican victory, his election. This was not a Republican victory. It was a revolution victory.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that.
So I think when we talk about what he should do and shouldn't do, we don't need to think of him as a Republican. He's not going to govern like a Republican. He's going to govern like the leader of our revolutions. This country took
our... For immigration, what you need is a pragmatist. It's not really an ideology.
Well see, I'm gonna let him listen to this advice you're giving him when he calls me today, and I'll pass it along.
All right, thank you.
ImmigrationWorksUSA.org. Hey, Tamar, safe travels, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, you too. Happy Thanksgiving.
Tamar Jacoby, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. Gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.